Talking night sky this hour at Rosie on the House. Great conversation with Mike Wiesner, calling in from Oro Valley, the chair of the Oracle State Park Dark Sky Committee. I want y'all to know that they've got a party next weekend that you can go to. And the great thing about being able to get to these dark sky parties is you've got all the astronomy clubs there with extra telescopes set up and people to answer questions and show you what you're looking at and explain to you what you're looking at. That's down just north of Tucson, all right? No reservations required. You might want to book a room down there close to the area and get in there. I meant to ask them how late at night do they stay out there. But I'll tell you another opportunity for those of you up in the Phoenix area. The Dolly Steamboat Cruise is next Saturday night with Dr. Sky. And if you haven't done that, it's absolutely a fabulous family event where you meet Dr. Sky at the Dolly Steamboat on Canyon Lake. And you launch just about sunset. And he has these absolutely, unbelievably, incredibly powerful laser flashlights. And he stands on the front of the boat and mingles with everybody and has you looking out the windows as he points to all the different things you can see. And then you have your choice of a beef or chicken dinner that they serve you as you cruise the lake. We did it a couple years ago and invited the Rosie on the House listeners, and we filled the entire boat. And there were lots of kids involved, which I especially love to see. And as we rounded the main lake area into one of the tributary arms, the captain of the boat said, "On your right, port side, 7 o'clock. And there was a small herd of bighorn sheep making their way down the cliffs to the water. It was just one of those extra spectacular things that you just never forget. So if you're interested in that in the Phoenix area for a night viewing sky opportunity, get to dollysteamboat.com and book your dinner cruise for next Saturday night, June 30th. State Parks has the parties going on at many of the parks. It's at Oracle State Park again next Saturday. All right. Now, for those of you that watch the calendar, did you have something, Gary?
No, I'm following you on
okay.
this. Yeah.
For those of you that are watching our calendar really, really close and have been longtime listeners of ours, you have caught on. We have already drawn the June winner, right?
We've drawn the July winner.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
Now, if you want to enter by July 15th, you will win a staycation to Heber, and you will stay at Bison Ranch. And that's the same place we're having the Crawfish Festival.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So you could kind of, I think, dial this down and dial this in. We don't have anything to do with the Crawfish Festival anymore. We just couldn't give it the attention it needed. And so my niece married a Cajun from Baton Rouge.
Red stick.
They moved to Sholo. She's a nurse at the hospital. And so Calvin and Sonia have taken over the Crawfish Festival. But they are going to have it, and I believe it's the last weekend in July at Bison Ranch.
So, and I know we have a lot of displaced Louisianian Saints fans. I'm on a Facebook page, and I actually posted the crawfish boil. It's July 20th, last Saturday in July.
Yeah, I think so.
I finally went to one last year because Romy had told me, he said, "Well, I guess you get the crawfish flown in from Louisiana." He said, "Oh, no, we catch them in the lakes in Arizona." And that got my attention.
Yeah.
So you get a mix of both, and I tell you what, it tastes just as good.
Yeah. We started that as a favor to Arizona Game and Fish to start eradicating the crawfish out of the Arizona waterways. And we cook about 2,000 pounds of native caught crawfish every year.
And I can't tell the difference.
That's a lot of crawfish.
Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there's only one place to register for your staycation, and that's at rosieonthehouse.com. And we'd like to thank Sanderson Ford for being the original and ongoing sponsor for that. If you win a staycation, you get to go to Sanderson Ford and pick out whatever car they have on the demo lot and take it with you. Jennifer arranges to pay for the gas. We arrange for your lodging. Go to rosieonthehouse.com and register now for the Arizona staycation. We've got the Urban Farmer coming up next hour with Romy. Stay tuned.